Good afternoon, everyone. We will continue our media availabilities today. We are now joined by our race-winning owner, Joe Gibbs. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we will get to you. We'll start in the back with Zach.
Zach Sterniello with NASCAR.com. Coach, congrats on the win. I'm curious, seeing how the team struggled so much last year on the road courses, to see what Toyota as a whole has done this year, and to see Denny get the pole, Martin pull off the victory. What has been the change that you have seen over the course of the last year?
Well, you're right. When we came here last year, I would say it's probably one of the worst races we've had, you know, at our race team. And, you know, we just really struggled. We got off to a slow start all of last year, as everybody knows. And I think really what happened, what I was proud of, as the year went, I felt like we got a little better, a little better, a little better, a little better. And I think that's what happened. We wound up at the end of the year winning the Roval. We started off at COTA, and we had, you know, Tyler win there in a Toyota. And I think when we came here, you know, I just really, really appreciate everybody back home. Everybody's worked as hard as they have worked. And I was standing down there so nervous those last 10 laps. And I just realized how hard it is to win one of these. And I know it, you guys in here know it. You witness it every week. But I'm just going to tell you, it's extremely hard. And I was thinking of all the things that could happen, a late caution again, or whatever. So I just really appreciate it. We got Johnny Morris, really appreciate him. Jamie Wisenhunt at Auto Owners. We got Norm at Interstate, all the sponsors that go on that car and make this possible. It's a big deal for us. Reesers also is a part of that sponsorship team. And as you guys know, this, our sport's different than any other sport. You're not going to race cars unless you have great partners. And I look at them as a partner, really. They're not really sponsors. They're partners.
We'll go in the back to Tom. And then right here in the middle.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. This is Martin's fourth win here, Coach.
Yeah.
What has made him so good here to be able to do it this often? You even said yourself how hard it is.
Well, he flew out on the plane with me this morning. There was only two of us on the plane. And so I kind of said to him early, I said, hey, look, you know, they reconfigured the track, you know, here not long ago. What did you win? He said, on both of them. And I really think he's confident when he comes here. It really feels like he's got a real feel for Sonoma. Why that would happen with the driver, we all know. We see it from time to time. Drivers seem to have a real, I think, confidence about some tracks, and he's that way here. Our team this year, we've got off to a slow start, really, I think, for us, and there's a couple of areas that we're working extremely hard on. Our qualifying was really, really encouraging here, and then we got some other issues that we're trying to really get after. So proud of our guys. They work hard when they get behind.
So just so your reference, 2019 was with the carousel turn.
I got you, yeah.
All right, we'll come right here in the middle. And if there's any other questions for Coach, please raise your hand. Otherwise, we'll continue with our crew chief, James Small.
Hi, Coach. Hey there, Adam Carabine from RacingRefresh.com. Yeah. It seems like Martin Truex Jr. has got a little extra swagger this year and a little extra, you know, pump in his step. What do you attribute that to? Obviously, he had a win earlier this year as well, but what's going on with him?
Well, I think our team, James, has got the guys. I think we've been fast, and I think he gets excited when he has fast cars. Been top five, you know, the 2 weeks previous to this, and that gets him excited, you know, and so I guess that would be like almost any driver. He goes to the racetrack with a lot of confidence. I think it's very important. He and James have a great relationship. And Martin may be, James will tell you this, may be one of the absolute best at dealing with adversity. He is just even. You know what I mean? And in our technical meetings and everything, he's the driver that's real calm, thinking through stuff. And that's just his personality. That's the way he deals with things. But we've kind of got off to a slow start. This is a big deal for us. He won. You know, obviously, it was great to be out in the Coliseum and have him win there to kind of get started. Now we've got two more, so it's a big deal for us.
We'll take one last question in the back from Dustin for Coach, and then we'll move to James.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Joe, you talked last year in the contract stuff with Kyle. You know, you hope you never have to race against him. He's got three wins. He finished second today. Yeah. Yeah. He's had some ups and downs, but what is it like now to have to race against Kyle Busch?
It's not fun. Yeah, we don't like that. Okay. And certainly we didn't want that to happen. It did. And, you know, he's a real talent. Got such respect for him. And, you know, we don't like racing against Kyle. I think he's going to win a bunch, and we know it. And so we got to work our guts out to try and stay in front of him. And I'm just thankful today that, you know, Martin was able to stay there.
And one other thing is just about, obviously, a lot of expectations are with Ty, with the success that he had last year. How do you view what he's been able to do so far, the first 16 races of the season?
Yeah, he gets discouraged. He gets mad, you know. He was mad today. Qualified good. But, you know, it's – I got to tell you, again, that emphasizes, I think, how hard this is. And you try and keep him calm, but he gets revved up. And he just really wants to get after it. And we're proud of kind of what he's done. I think he and Chris have kind of got a good relationship. We've had some different things happen to him. And but I think, you know, he's after it. So we feel good about that.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time and congratulations. We'll let you go and we'll continue on with James. If you have a question for James, please raise your hand and we will get to you. We'll start in the back with Lee and then go to Zach.
Just remember, James, it was all owner.
Lee Spencer, catchfits.com. Congratulations, James. You know, there to kind of follow up on what Dustin was saying, Trix has been talking, you know, he's been on the fence about retirement the last few years, too. Does running well just kind of, you know, solve all ills, I mean, or cure all ills? I mean, he seems so reinvigorated this year. He seems like, you know, Martin of old.
Yeah, definitely running well definitely doesn't hurt, but, you know, he plays his cards pretty close to his chest, so who knows what the hell he's thinking, but, you know, it's definitely... all pointing in the right direction if he wants to stick around.
What's the difference between, you know, last year and this year?
We make less mistakes. Nothing. We never changed that process. We never stopped believing. It's just we're executing. You know, you have to be – to win a race, you have to be perfect. You have to execute. And so many times last year we were so close and just things would go wrong and things like that. And to be fair, like, we're doing a better job now as a team. You know, on pit road with the cars, everything. And, you know, the guys back at the shop have been working really hard. But, you know, the way we ran here last year, we were terrible. It was embarrassing. You know, you come to Sonoma with Martin Truex and you expect to win. And thankfully today we gave him a car and he was able to do that.
We'll go to Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. James, to that point, with as bad as Toyota as a whole was last year, what have you noticed, particularly at JGR, that's different for your road course program this year that has allowed the manufacturer to produce results?
Just I think some of the changes with the aero package helped us. It fixed what potentially we thought were some of our weaknesses. And, you know, we have a better understanding of a car on road courses now, so and what we need. We were having to do things last year that were so out of the box to try and make, you know, make the car do things in certain areas that we thought it needed to do. And now, you know, everything just makes more sense. We don't seem so stupid anymore. So, yeah, it's nice from our end that we can go back to using logic.
Are there any other questions for James? We'll go in the back to Bob.
Bob Parker, Fox Sports. James, it seems that with with the transaxle and these cars kind of made for road courses, that guys are making less mistakes. Were you, knowing that you kind of had the dominant car, were you feeling any, I guess, more confident or a little bit more hopeful that the race would just play out without any caution, without any or many cautions?
Yes, that was my hope. I said this morning, I just hope this race goes green because we'll kill them. And, you know, we had those two cautions at not great times, obviously trying to get stage points there at the end of the second stage and, you know, at the end. But thankfully, you know, it all kind of worked out. So even when you look back last year, well, there was a caution for an engine blow up and a wheel that fell off. So we weren't expecting many, and we didn't really get that many.
Going back to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. James, top seven in points within 32 points. So obviously there's still a lot of movement. Obviously I know there's 10 races left in the regular season, but that's a lot of movement for a lot of playoff points. As you talk about execution, what are these next 10 races going to be like for you and for everybody else trying to compete for those spots?
Yeah, it's just trying to make the most out of every day with, you know, the car you have. If you have a fifth-place car, you need to run fifth or better and just try and score as many points as possible because, you know, there's a huge amount of playoff points for first in points, and, you know, that's something I'm sure everybody's got their eye on, but, you know, we're working towards trying to achieve that.
Also, you know, and I know you got the off weekend, but after that you got Nashville and then the street course in Chicago. How much work have you guys done on Chicago, or how much have you started looking at that, or is that starting to come up for you?
It's starting to come up now. You know, in all things that we live in, simulation world, we're waiting on track scans and things like that. So, yeah, we'll get to work on that this week, and, you know, that's going to be an interesting race, that's for sure.
Go ahead.
Hi, Adam Carabine from RacingRefresh.com. You get the win the week before the off week, the only off week of the season. Does that mean you get to celebrate an extra week, or is it right back to work tomorrow?
I guess so. You're only as good as your last weekend, so at least we get to savor that for two. So we're not complaining.
Right. Do you have any big plans for the off week, or are you right back to work?
I'll go into work tomorrow and just make sure I go and thank everyone at the company one by one. And, yeah, I'm going to Colorado for a few days, so chill out for a week.
We'll go over here to John in the back.
JohnNewbyHeavy.com. I was talking to Michael McDowell out there, and he said that with the next-gen car, it's to the point where the competition level is just so even because the drivers, they already have that talent, but the cars are so close. So how much confidence and how much does it make your job easier having Martin as your driver, especially at tracks like this?
Yeah, it definitely helps. Like, he just knows every little thing, and in and out, like, bump, curb, where you need to be, and everywhere on this track. You know, he's obviously got the most wins here, led the most laps, and, you know, it definitely makes my job easier, you know, working with him here, that's for sure.
Any final questions? All right, we'll wrap with Dustin.
Hey, James, on that caution at 51 that just kind of flipped everything, and I know obviously you guys came out 10th, first car with tires. How was it? You know, what did it mean to, for Martin to get up there, or how important was it to get through there quickly? What did you see out of what he was able to do? Obviously, he's got a fast car, probably the best car out there, but you can easily get in a situation and get yourself in trouble and ruin your day pretty easily, too.
Yeah, for sure. It's with this car, it's so easy to do, and when you get damaged with it, it kind of just turns to shit. So, you know, he was methodical about how he got through there, and by doing so, he also didn't use up his tires, you know, too much, so we could chase down Kyle. But, you know, all those restarts, that one and then the M1, you know, he just kept his head and was really smart.
Awesome. All right, James, thank you for your time. You. Congratulations.
We're just going to take you down to productions.
Boom. We will go ahead and continue our media availabilities for this afternoon with our winner, Martin Truex Jr. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you as soon as possible. We'll start in the back with Zach, and then we will go to Lee.
Zach Sterniola, NASCAR.com. Martin, congratulations on this. We've
Thanks.
Talked kind of at length about the struggles that Toyota had on the road courses last year.
Yeah.
What did you feel that was that allowed you to excel today and the really the whole of Joe Gibbs Racing?
You know, just everything it took to be successful here. I mean, honestly, it's, you know, we had some issues last year. Then we'd show up at road courses and we would kind of outsmart ourselves or try to, like, reinvent the wheel, come up with some super crazy trick setup because we knew our cars were not as good as the other manufacturers, you know. So we shot ourselves in the foot a few times, and here was one of them for sure. Like, we came here and completely disregarded everything we know about this track, thinking it was a new car and it's going to be different, and we ran terrible. And it was like, okay, that was dumb. We're idiots. But I think honestly just a lot of hard work in the off season. You know, NASCAR obviously let everybody do some redesigning on the front end with the louvers and the nose and all that stuff. And I think we were able to get, you know, get our cars to where the other guys were, and closer to, you know, I guess maybe the Chevrolets that were super fast on the road courses last year. So that was a part of it. And then just, you know, James and my engineers and our team, you know, working hard to figure out a good setup that I would like, and something that would work for me here. That was like what we used to run in the past. So there's a lot to it. It's really hard to even, you know, explain it. Tons of hard work in the off season from every angle, on road courses, on short tracks, and really on everything, but short tracks and road courses for sure were a big focus, as a group with Toyota and with JGR.
We'll go to Lee and then to Jeff.
I can't hear you.
Lee Spencer, catchfence.com. Sorry for the
it's all right.
Delay. Martin, once you were out front, you really could check out. And Kyle said he gave it everything he had in those final three laps. But would you rather have Kyle as your teammate racing against him or rather have him in a different organization racing against him, or does it matter?
I don't think it matters. You know, I think Kyle and I have raced together long enough and have enough respect for one another to race hard but race clean. I think we understand each other, know our limits, and, you know, honestly, I think in the last, 17, 18 years, we've had maybe two run-ins where it was like, oh, that was stupid, I was an idiot. You know what I mean? I think one for each of us, literally, and we've had some great races. We finished 1-2 a lot of times. We've battled for the lead, for wins a bunch, and you know, he's great to race with. I'd race with him any day of the week for a win, and feel like we could do it fair, we could do it hard and respectfully. So I was totally fine with him being at the front with me, and you know, obviously I'm lucky. I'm happy he didn't get close, but you know, because he would have been getting after it like he always does. But no concerns at all to race against Kyle.
And how valuable was clean air? Because it seemed like the guy out front, it was, you know, unless you had fresh tires behind, you were pretty well set.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we came from 10th there, halfway through the race there, or end of stage two, when that caution fell, and we got, you know, some guys had just pitted not long before that. So we had to restart 10th, and it's tough to pass here. It always has been. There's only, you know, two really good passing zones, and even those are difficult sometimes to get it set up right with a guy, even if he has a little bit older tires. So you just kind of just try to pressure a guy and make him slip somewhere and find an opening. But it's definitely hard to pass. And, you know, clean air is obviously a big deal. I don't think it was as bad as last year by any means, with, you know, the package we have now, the short track package. I think it was a little bit better than last year for sure. I mean, I could run close to guys. You just lose a little bit of grip. And, you know, at a track where you're just sliding all the time and you don't have much grip to begin with, it makes it tough. But I think for us, being a leader, being able to drive away, just our car was that good. You know, I could manage tires easier and not have to run as hard to lead. And that's always – it always kind of makes the lead get bigger and look easier than it is.
Go to Jeff and then to Bob.
Martin, you know, obviously – It was the cars last year, right? But at the time, cars
and setups. But
so yeah, but I guess is there any part of that when your performance falls off, does the doubt start to creep in? Like, oh crap! Like, is
no.
It me and my part? You knew.
Yeah, I mean, I knew how to get around this track, right? So it's like, all right, you know, maybe I'm not the the best driver at this track? I don't know. Maybe somebody else could go a tenth of a second faster than my car than I do. I doubt they could, but it's possible, right? But they're not going to be a second off like we were last year. All right, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. We knew we were off. So it's, you don't even question it when you're that far off. It's like, yeah, that was dumb. What were we even thinking? And, you know, we kind of knew before the race even started we screwed up, but we couldn't do anything about it because it's like you come with certain setup and you can't change it after practice. But, you know, I got that question a lot last year because we didn't win, but, like, I never thought we couldn't win again. We should have won a bunch of races last year, even though our cars weren't probably the best cars in the field. Toyota, as a group, probably was off. I still felt like we should have won five or six races. And, you know, we did think we made mistakes. We had some bad luck. We had some crazy things happen, and that's just racing. But I don't think any of us ever got down. That's why my team's all the same, you know, still right now. And we never gave up believing in each other. We just kept working hard. We're like, we just got to work harder. We got to be smarter. We got to make better decisions. And you put better cars with that, you know, the next thing you know, you're winning races, you're leading laps again. So I never thought we couldn't win another race. Sometimes you think you may not win another race, but we know we're capable. That's different, I think.
And what was your interaction with Shaq like just now?
It was cool. You know, I think he was nice. I think Dale Jr. and him did something years ago at, I don't know, it was for Nationwide or something. I think he did like a ride around. He took him around Concord Motor Speedway. And so he just told me the story about getting to meet him and how cool he was and all that. So I told him that. He's like, oh, that's nice. But, yeah, he was nice. Nice guy. I didn't know he was a DJ. Who would have thought? But he's killing it out there. They're rocking. We'll it's like a dance club.
We'll go to Bob, and then in the back to Tom, and then to Adam.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Martin, at the end of most road course races, if there's a late caution, there seems to be, you know, total chaos. So why wasn't there today?
Just the track layout. You know, narrow track. You go through turn one up the hill to turn two. There's not a lot of room for, like, dive bombs. There's no room for guys to, you know, okay, compared to, like, Indianapolis, for example. You have a long straightaway that's car width wide going into a corner that's two cars wide, flat, 90 degrees. This is like you get through turn one, it's slippery, it's kind of narrow. There's nowhere to go. You can't dive bomb people and just go in there like you do at COTA. You know, you go up the hill and everybody bonsais and it's five wide and you got to turn, you know, 120 degrees or 180 degrees to go back the other way and you get run over and run into. So just the track layout, and that's why I think, you know, I watching Portland last weekend with moving the Xfinity starting the box to restart in back, that made their restarts a lot more sane and racy too, and not as much of just a clown show where, you know, everybody bonsais into turn one at the end of the race and runs through each other. We were a victim of that at COTA, and it's frustrating, but it's just the layout here of the track keeps that from happening for the most part.
All right, we'll go to Tom.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. This is your fourth win here, Martin. Almost Gordon territory. But here's the how did the lack of the stage cautions and not having that luxury did that affect your strategy at all?
Yeah, it did. I mean, you know, I think if there was going to be yellow flags at the stages, we would have, you know, through wear stage points and pitted before the stage, which is what we, you know, I talked about yesterday when I was here. You know, that's, I think, why we all like this. You know, with stage racing is awesome. I love it. I think everything about it is great. But at road courses, you had to, for the most part, say, okay, we're just going to give up stage points because we think we can win a race. You kind of had to pick and choose. So I think today, you know, showed that it worked out. We were able to get some stage points, not as many as we should have, because towards the end of stage two there, the caution fell and we pitted and some guys stayed out. But, you know, in general, I think for the overall strategy of road course racing, it's better without the stops when you get the stage breaks.
All right, we'll come down here to Adam and then to Steven in the middle.
Hi, Martin. Adam Carabine from RacingRefresh.com. we were talking a little earlier with Coach Gibbs. He was here talking about your confidence this year and how you seem like maybe you're a bit rejuvenated. I'm sure winning helps. But maybe you can talk to just how important it was to win the Clash to start off the season. I know it wasn't a points race.
Yeah, I mean, I think I talked about it right after that, that it was a big deal for us just to, you know, understand that, you know, we were making the right decisions. You know, short tracks were a struggle for us last year. And, you know, to go to the Clash and do that, I was like, okay, we're going down the right road here with the things that we're thinking that we did wrong last year and the things we're working on, the direction we're heading for short tracks. That was a good confidence booster. You know, and confidence is a huge part of this. And I've said it a lot. It's not so much for the driver, I don't think. It's more for the engineer, the crew chief, the guys that are, like, making the big decisions on the car. So many things they have to decide on before we come to the track of, you know, what they're going to put in the car with the simulation and all the things that they have to do. There's a lot of assumptions. There's a lot of guesswork involved. You have to be confident in yourself that, you know, your intuition is a part of that. It's not just computers telling you exactly how to set the car up. So confidence for those guys is a big thing. And when you get going down a direction that's working for you and you can make small tweaks, it's a lot easier than being out way out in left field and having to figure it all out and change everything at once. So it's just a work in progress.
Thanks. Congrats. Yeah,
thank you.
We'll come to the middle here to Steven.
Steven Stump, FrontTrust.com. Martin, after your most recent win before today at Sonoma in 2019, Chevrolet went on to win 15 of the next 16 road races. Toyota's now won 3 in a row. Reddick dominated at COTA. You've now dominated here. Would you say that, you know, Toyota's back, maybe even ahead of Chevrolet at this point when it comes to this department?
I don't know. There's only 2 down. So what's her 4 to go?
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, the interesting thing about this is, you know, all the road courses we do now are very different. It's hard to say. Like, it could be an organizational thing. It could be a manufacturer thing. Like, last year it was definitely a manufacturer thing for us, at least. We were pretty far off. But, you know, I think it can be a manufacturer or a team thing as well, you know, with, like, Reddick last year and you know, Hendrick a couple years ago were crazy strong on road courses. So it just depends. But, yeah, we'll see. We've got 4 more to go. We'll see how it shakes out, I guess.
Okay. And then
or 5 more maybe, yeah.
And then with the points you earned today, you jumped from 4th in the regular season points to the lead.
That's a nice surprise.
Yes, 10 races left. Obviously, goals to win as many races, but now that the 15 points are potentially on the line, how does strategy change going forward for you guys?
It doesn't. Try to win every stage, try to win every race. I mean, that's kind of what we've always done, even last year when we didn't do any of that. You know, that was always our goal when we'd go into a weekend, so it doesn't really change anything.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And congrats.
Are there any final questions for Martin? All right, Martin.
Thank you,
thank
guys,
you for your
very
time.
Much.
Congratulations.
Thank you all.